League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Friel, Chairman, and Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Polbeg Pharma, P-O-L-B. It's ticker there. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Justin, good to talk.
Yeah, good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's almost like you're co-host on the show now, guys. It's like you got so much news out. It's unbelievable. And like I said, you know, busy week, three updates over the past 8 days. Firstly, Carl, you started trading on the OTCQB market Wednesday under the ticker POLBF. For people who don't know any about that, please tell us some more about that market, if you could, Carl.
Yeah, Justin, look, first thing I'd say, this is not the pink sheets. We all grew up knowing OTC and the pink sheets. OTC has grown up, and now you have companies like Danone and Vodafone and Roche on the OTCQX market. We're on the venture side of it. Then you still have the pink sheets, which we're all keeping well clear of. But it's a good market. It's the first step of, let's say, touchy-feely, generate some liquidity in the USA as an approach to further down the road getting to the main market. I will come to you in a minute. But also, it's also making clear to the market that, look, our share price has come off. We're not happy with it. We have a lot of shareholders unlocking on the 19th, but we believe we should have unlocked them 6 months ago. They were locked up. There's the free shares and pullback for 9 months. There's absolutely no liquidity in their stock. Some days there's not more than 1,000 or 2,000 pounds of trading. So we're excited. Come the 19th of April, I think we'll see. We'll have loads more news flow, lots of action in pullback. And if we do it again, we certainly wouldn't have locked people up for 9 months. 3 months would have been sufficient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you mentioned there, you know, of course, liquidity helps for any stock. But you did mention sort of main market. So is this kind of, you know, the first sort of steps, maybe steps towards joining maybe the NASDAQ?
Yeah, look, I'll say, Justin, we did guide people at IPO July last year. We wanted to follow in the footstep of our original company we set up. That's Amrit. Amrit was listed in AIM, then the dual listed through an acquisition of a NASDAQ company. And they've got the 500 or 600 million market cap. We want to do it in a shorter period in time. So, yeah, look, we have stated objectives of get big quick. And that will involve some corporate action, but that's not today, not next month, but I would imagine hopefully later this year, if all goes according to plan, we will be heading towards NASDAQ in some shape or form. And this OTC listing is only the start. We don't intend being on OTC for too long, but it's putting our toe in the water, generating some interest, and then let's do the big deal later this year.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, let's summarise some of that news we talked about over the last sort of 8 days. Jeremy, yesterday's news about the announcement that POLB-001 is on target to start the LPS Human Challenge Clinical Trial in June. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, we've signed the clinical trial agreement with CHDR in the Netherlands, and they'll be running our challenge study on POLB-001, our immunomodulator, ultimately for severe influenza. This is a challenge study where they take a bacterial fragment called LPS to stimulate the immune response in healthy volunteers, a little bit like a mimic, let's say, for severe influenza, what happens when your immune system responds or over-responds to influenza. So we're starting that in June. That's all planned. We should have data before the end of the year to analyze that. And it's essentially proving the concept, early human clinical data, again, one of our stated objectives, prove the concept of blocking the immune response to this immune stimulant. So this will be the data we'll have in hand then to speak with our pharma counterparts and ultimately monetizing the program through a deal and out license, let's say. So that's all on track. And again, you know, just flagging, Justin, this is all stated objectives from our IPO 8 months ago. So we're on track and execution is going well.
Yeah, and it's been a whole week since you signed your AI deal with CytoReason, and this was to analyse, influenza human challenge data. For people who may have missed that, or not keeping up with the news flow there, can you remind us all about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're very fortunate in the demerger from Open Orphan that back in the, as I said, when we IPO'd in July of last year, that we have access to a very unique database of influenza data. And this comes from the challenge studies where you bring in healthy volunteers, you challenge them with a virus. So we've got data that sees the immune progression, how the immune system responds to this challenge. And but it's a huge data set. It would be very difficult, you know, for a scientist in a lab to manually, let's say, trawl through this data looking for new targets or new drugs, for example. But Cytoreason have a terrific AI algorithm that they're going to build for us, that they'll be able to take this huge data set, analyze it, and look for new drug targets. And ultimately, we'll move that forward looking for new drugs to build out our pipeline. So again, it's kind of, as I say, kind of, it's exploiting, it's taking advantage of this unique data set that we've inherited from our colleagues at HVivo and Open Orphan. And again, building Poolbeg forward, looking to build our pipeline in this influenza kind of respiratory virus setting. So very exciting. And as I said, we'll have data coming out from that kind of early 2023. And having new targets will be of interest to pharma partners as well. So you know, we're on track and we're executing, and all is going well.
Yeah. Okay, well, guys. You know, I like to finish off the interview with giving people, you know, a summary of three reasons. I don't know which one of you are going to do this, but you know, people may be taking advantage of the small cap market sell off, which has been quite brutal over the last 6 to 12 months. But if you could give us three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Poolbeg Pharma to their watch list, please.
Yeah, sure thing. Now we're in Q2 now, so it's a whole new start. So yeah, so I mean, Poolbeg, as I say, I think it's down to the management team and the assets and the execution. We've demonstrated that over the last 8 months that, as I say, we're doing what we said we would do. And again, you know, that's point number one. Point number two is we're in the infectious disease space. You know, we're still a little frustrated with the COVID pandemic, you know, trying to get it to come to an end. But there's always going to be infections out there, and pharma are going to build their pipelines of new infectious disease assets, and Poolbeg would want to be a partner of choice for pharma to provide them with the assets that they need. And then, you know, then thirdly, as I say, from a, you know, from an exciting standpoint, this data set that will come out with both the collaboration with AI around influenza and with our with Cytoreason, and then with 1-3 around RSV, I think there's be a very exciting pipeline build in the future for Poolbeg. So it's a very exciting times for the company.
Excellent stuff. Guys, good to chat to you, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you,
Justin. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.